Welcome to the latest episode of the Gospel Podcasts. These recordings are published weekly by the Christians that assemble at the Hospital Hill Gospel Hall in Dunfermline, Scotland. Be assured you are in our prayers, and we know that God will bless you for listening. Further information is provided at the end of this short podcast. I now pass you over to the latest message recently recorded at the Gospel Hall. Thank you.
It's great to see everyone here this evening. Now, if I haven't had a Bible, there's a number of readings I'd like to read. If you don't have a Bible, don't worry. I'm going to try and read as clearly and as plainly as I can. The first reading is found in John's Gospel, chapter 8. And we're going to read verse 34. John 8, verse 34. The Lord Jesus is speaking. He says, "Verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin." Whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. Over to 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3. And we're going to read from verse 4. 1 John 3 verse 4. "Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin." Over to Matthew's Gospel, please. Matthew 25, verse 46, just one verse. "And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal." And finally, over to Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20. And we're going to read from verse 10. Revelation 20, verse 10. "And the devil that was deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night for ever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." And finally, John chapter 3. John chapter 3 and verse 16. John chapter 3, verse 16. "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." And we look to the Lord to add a blessing to a reading of his word. Now, this afternoon, I want to think about a people who will never be in hell and the lake of fire. That is the great truth of John 3 and 16, to which we have read. "But whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." But you know, the sad truth of Revelation 20 is that not only will there be a people who will never be in hell and the lake of fire, there will be a people who will never be in heaven. And We read in Matthew 25 that there will be a people who will go into everlasting punishment. But the great truth of John 3 and 16 this afternoon is that you can have everlasting life. I want to make it clear right at the start of our meeting that you and I have a great problem. We have a great need. We read in John 8 and 34 that whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And if we look deep within our heart this afternoon, we discover that we are sinners. We discover the word of God would remind us that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. You see, when God created man, he created man in his own image and in his likeness. Man was created perfect, and God could say it was very good. But yet man, through his own free will, he chose to disobey God. For God had commanded that man could eat of any tree in the garden, apart from one, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But we discover man disobeyed God. And we discover when we come to Romans 5 and 12, wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death has passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. And you see, when sin entered, it brought in distance. The word of God would remind us that your sins and iniquities have separated between you and your God. Not only did sin bring in distance, we discover it brought in death. Says Exodus 18 and 20, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. You see, not only did sin bring in physical death, we discover it brought in spiritual death. And James 1 and 15 would remind us, sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Job could ask a question in Job 14 and 10. Man dieth and wasteth away. Yea, man giveth up the ghost. And where is he? You see, dear friend, this afternoon, as we stand before the God who is absolutely holy and absolutely perfect, we must acknowledge before him that we stand condemned. Paul will speak in Romans 3, and he will say that every mouth must be stopped, and all the world will become guilty before God. You see, that is where we stand this afternoon. We read in John 8 and 34, that whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin. We read in 1 John 3 that sin is the transgression of the law. And I discover in the word of God in Habakkuk 1 and 13 that God is of purer eyes than to behold evil. He cannot look upon iniquity. You see, God is too pure and too holy to simply look over sin, or to simply brush over sin, or to leave sin unpunished. We discover that the Bible says in Romans 6 and 23 that the wages of sin is death. But I am thankful this afternoon to tell you that although you and I have sinned, although we are at a distance from God, God, out of love for your never-dying soul, has moved to provide a Saviour. I read in 1 John that the Father sent the Son to be the Saviour of the world. And although you and I are sinners, although there is nothing that we can do within ourselves to gain favour with God, we discover that God, through the Lord Jesus Christ, has provided a Saviour. What a verse we have read this afternoon. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, there are many today who have thought upon these 25 golden words, and they have received Christ as their Saviour, and they have entered the riches and the glory of heaven because they have taken heed to it and they have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, if you are to get to heaven, if you are to have your sins forgiven, if you are to have peace with God, there is only one way. The Bible makes it clear in Acts 4 and 12. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. What a verse we have read this afternoon. You know, I used to sing a chorus in Sunday school. It went like this. 25 words in John 3:16. No greater verse has ever been seen. 12 about God and 12 about me. Son in the centre. Verse 16, John 3. And the wonderful thing this afternoon is that though we are sinners, God is a God of love. God is a God who not only has said he loves, but he has demonstrated his love. I read in Romans 5 and 8 that God commendeth his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You know, it's possible to give without loving. Paul would say in 1 Corinthians 3:13, I could give my body to be burned and have not love. He could say, I could give all my goods to the poor and have not love. And it is possible to love without giving. But I discover when I come to the word of God, it is possible to give without loving, but I discover it is not possible to love without giving. Love is only measured by what it gives. And we discover the source of this love. For God so loved the world. Says the word of God, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God. You see, God, he loves you this afternoon. And think not only about the source of this love, think about the scope of this love. For we have read, for God so loved the world. But more than that, think about the show of his love. He gave his only begotten Son. You know, it's wonderful this afternoon that God loves you. But more than that, what we discover in this verse is that he has given his only Son. His Son is one we were reminded in 1 John 3. In him is no sin. Unlike you and unlike me, we who are sinners, we who have disobeyed God, we discover when we come to the person of God's dear Son, in him is no sin. We discover he knew no sin. We discover he did no sin. We discover one who is absolutely perfect. And when it came to the dealing of your sin and mine, it required one who was absolutely perfect, one who could meet God's holy and divine standards. And we discover that there was only one who met that requirement. It was the Lord Jesus Christ. And 2,000 years ago, the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world. We read in 1 Timothy 1:15 that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. I wonder, dear friend, this afternoon, are you saved? Have you realized that the man upon that centre cross that day, he suffered and bled and died and bore the full judgment of sin upon himself? And you say to me, why? Well, the verse is given in John 3:16, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, the wonderful thing this afternoon is that you can have a living hope. You can have security. You can know Christ as your saviour. For we discover in verse 18 of John 3, he that believeth on him is not condemned. How wonderful to be saved. How wonderful to have Christ as your saviour and to never perish. The saviour could say in John 10, I give unto my sheep eternal life, and they shall never perish. But you know, this afternoon, a choice has to be made. Either you will accept Christ as your saviour, and you will have eternal life, or you will reject him, and you will have eternal loss. You know, we read in Matthew 25 that these shall go away into everlasting punishment. And dear friend, today the choice as to what you will do with Christ, it stands before you. Pilate, on one occasion, he could ask a question. What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called the Christ? We read in Revelation 20 about a day of judgment, a day when a great white throne is seen, and those who have rejected Christ, and those who have made excuse, and those who have entered eternity without Christ will stand before it. The great, the small and the great will stand before the Lord Jesus Christ. For we discover that God has committed all judgment unto his Son. And there they will stand before him. And the question could be asked of old. In Jeremiah 13 and 21, what wilt thou say when he shall punish me? I discover that not one word will be spoken. I discover that Christ in righteous judgment, he will deal with those who have rejected his Son. And we discover that those whose names were not found written were cast into a lake of fire. How sad and how solemn. You know, I judge a man by the name of Cain will be there. You say to me, did he not know about God? Did he not know about the approach to God? Well, he did. We discover in Jude 1, woe unto them who have gone in the way of Cain. And what Cain thought within himself, he thought, I'll try my own thing. I would rely upon my own righteousness. Dear friend, this afternoon, the word of God says there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. You know, a man by the name of Pharaoh, he will be there. And you say, did he not hear a message of God? Well, he did. And what did Pharaoh do? We discover time and time again, he hardened his heart. Until eventually there came a moment in time when God hardened his heart. Perhaps you have heard the word of God many times. Says Job 33:14, God speaketh once, yea twice, yet man perceiveth it not. Says Proverbs 29:1, he that being often reproved hardeneth his heart shall be suddenly destroyed, and that without reproof. You know, a man by the name of Balaam will be there. He would say in Numbers 23:10, let me die the death of a righteous, and let my last end be like his. What Balaam was really saying was he wanted salvation. He wanted to die like a believer. And we discover in Numbers 24, he says, I shall see him, but not now. How many have ended this life and entered a great eternity, and those little words have been ringing in their ears? Not now. Not now. You know, a man by the name of Felix, he will be there. Felix was a man who would say, some more convenient season. You know, dear friend, this afternoon, you may not have tomorrow. We may not have next week. The Bible would remind us in the book of James, for what is your life? It is even as a vapor. It appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Job could say, my life is swifter than a weaver's shuttle. And says Balaam, not now. You know, perhaps you are saying within your heart, yes, I want to be saved. Yes, I want eternal life. But not now. How sad it would be to enter eternity, having heard of a way of salvation, having heard of God's love and a Saviour, who willingly went to the cross of Calvary and shed his precious blood, that you might be saved, and yet to hear the word of God, and to say, not now. You know, Judas will be there. Judas was a man who betrayed the Saviour for 30 pieces of silver. And I wonder really what those 30 pieces of silver mean to him now. Says the word of God, what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? You know, Pilate, he too would be there. Pilate, he could look upon the Lord Jesus Christ and he could say, I find no fault in this man. Pilate could propose a question, what shall I do then with Jesus, which is called the Christ? And they would all cry out, crucify him. I wonder this afternoon, as I look over those before me, as to what your choice will be for eternity. For we have read of a great white throne. The dead, the small and the great, will stand before it. But the wonderful thing this afternoon is that if you believe in Christ, you will never be found there. You can have eternal security even today. You can have eternal life through believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible would say in Romans 10 and 9, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Says Romans 10 and 13, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I wonder, dear friend, this afternoon, what the person of Christ means to you. What think ye of Christ is the test. Will you accept him as your Saviour? Will you turn from your sin? The Bible calls it repentance. Turning from your sin and turning to Christ. The Bible speaks of repentance toward God and faith in Jesus Christ. Will you believe on him? Will it be for you eternal life? Or will it be for you eternal loss? Shall we just close in prayer?
Thank you once again for taking the time to listen to this, the latest episode in the Gospel Podcast series. We trust that God will bless you for listening. And if you've not already done so, that you would take this opportunity to put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for the eternal salvation of your precious soul. If you would like further information, or indeed a free personal copy of God's Word, the Bible, you're welcome to contact us. Full contact details can be found on our website, www.hospitalhillgospelhall.org. May God bless you, and goodbye for now.